Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Israeli airstrikes on Gaza and rocket fire by Palestinian militants towards southern Israel are continuing after a day of protests in the occupied West Bank. Three Palestinians were killed in clashes with the Israeli security forces in and around Ramallah on Tuesday. More than 60 protesters were hurt. Diplomatic efforts to stop the fighting have failed to make progress. The latest meeting of the UN Security Council ended in deadlock and no statement was issued. France pushed for a resolution calling for a cessation of the violence, but the United States said it wanted to pursue discussions behind the scenes. The BBC's Mark Lobel has the details.
Joe Biden has publicly voiced his support for a ceasefire. But privately at the United Nations, America has consistently blocked the United Nations Security Council doing the same. And so the French presidency has announced that they're going to bring forward a resolution rather than just a statement. That would be legally binding and there would be a vote. And that came after the French president Emmanuel Macron met his counterparts in Egypt and Jordan. Now, that resolution hasn't been published yet, but we can assume that it's going to be about a ceasefire and it's going to be providing humanitarian access to Gaza. And what that does is it will put America on the spot publicly as to whether it would veto a move like that or not.
About 100 organizations involved in the shipping industry have called for a concerted effort to combat piracy in the Gulf of Guinea. Our Africa regional editor Will Ross reports.
It's not surprising that there are calls for better protection in the Gulf of Guinea. Out of 135 attacks on ships across the world last year, all but five were in that region. Most are carried out by gangs operating out of Nigeria. Some European naval vessels are already active, but it's not on the same scale as the deployment of warships that helped reduce piracy off the coast of Somalia a decade ago. Shipping companies also want greater effort to arrest the criminal gangs onshore.
World News from the BBC.